Please are helping Pashas Tazuya Mitsura.
Halach in Shulchan Aruch, well known. Mi yishishayil oisa chaveiroi bein rashmoshas. Kama yimei svira b'dalayla. What's the svira? Yom alai esmoil hayakach v'kach. Yesterday was, whatever, 10, 11. Shem yom alai hayoyim kach v'kach. Eina yocha lahak lachnim as v'bracha. Abol koydim rashmoshas en miyem kach klop. Got to answer yesterday, yeah? Very well known halacha, people are very machpid, they don't even know. Interesting, majority of cases, this halacha is not really negeya. The reason being, once you get to a week, you have to say so many weeks and so many days. So if you just say the yoim, then you have to, even though the emes is a possibility, you have to just with the yoim, but the maisa, you haven't done the normal sphere the way you normally do it. Make them play Santa Locha. It's only give sure says it's only gay the first week of the sphere. Yeah, when we say this? Yeah. Kosmachoin, Koin Gilishwan, Gilish voice. So you didn't say how many weeks it is. So you might tie in a well, but the Eved maybe Yoitza. Even with without saying the weeks, of Lamai didn't say the normal sphere, and the Meila is obviously not being Yotza. Meila is only gay, yeah? Another thing, you have to say the word Hayoim. So people say, how many is a sphere today? It's 10. He said, it's, he didn't say today is 10. The word today is Ma'achim. Meila, yeah, people are very, very mad, but you mustn't mention the day sphere, otherwise you've spoiled, yeah?
You're
Machave,
not to be.
Oh, no,
Machave.
Yeah, about it. The same with the from a Boch in Yeshiva, he said to someone on Chanukah, how many Chanukah candles did we light last night? But Moynag had to say anyway. So you missed the joke, same? It's your own fault now, right. Okay. So the obvious question. The question is as follows. If you say the Svira, you can't. The question is, obvious question, there's a mashtush days in Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvahs triches kavona. When you do a mitzvah, you have to have intention to make the mitzvah. As in Hilchos Krishma, there's 2 days. Yesh Oimrim, mitzvahs don't need kavona. Just the actual pu'ula without any intention. Of a wee paskin, and shei v'chein ala mitzvahs kavona. The main of this person did not have kavona for the mitzvah. So you might ask, is every person mechaven every mitzvah he does kavon l'shem mitzvah? The answer is, in the majority of cases, it's quite clear you are mechaven. The moshi make a brocha. You've made a declaration of intent. If you make the brocha and you hear yourself saying the brocha, then that itself is a kavanah. Every mitzvah you're supposed to think before, and I want to mechaven a mitzvah, and you're doing the action, the shem, fulfilling the commandment of the Rebbe. Mitzvah is kavanah, yeah? It's interesting to know, by the way, people say before Sfiris Oimer, and you're very nice, but the Meister, Sfiris Oimer's got a brocha. So even if you did not say beforehand, there's no question you definitely had in mind for the mitzvah. It's actually more important to inform people to think about doing a mitzvah when the mitzvah has no brocha. The moshel, birchas hamazon. There's no brocha, shekel, trumpet, levorich, birchas hamazon. Why not? Because when the mitzvah is a brocha, there's no brocha on a brocha. Because the brocha itself is a mitzvah, end of a seif. Yeah? Birch Samozim, Birch Satoira. People just read the Siddur, Birch, are they aware that I'm a kind of mitzvah, Birch Satoira? Yeah? Krishma, there's also no brocha in the Krishna. So those mitzvahs have not got a brocha. It's more important to think, to even say, Hinimuchim Zomim to Makayim, to say before benching, and the one before Suzayim is more widely accepted. But a mitzvah has not got a brocha. It's more important to think, just for a second, is to say, I'm now being Makayim a mitzvah. But if you didn't, you always be Saimach. You're doing it for that reason, yeah? There's a chayodim which says, when it's self-understood that the reason you're doing the mitzvah is to mekayim the mitzvah, then you b'dieved, you say, that's like a kavana. Interestingly, the Halacha says, on Friday night, when many people daven early, so that krishma is not mitzvah's krishma. You say krishma again, after meal. Come to chayis, you haven't got the stomach, the whole, there's a svar to say, if you come to shul, you say, shema, well, I'm saying it for the mitzvah, I've got no other reason to say it. Says the Bialoch on Friday night, it's not self-understood, because you're saying it for limudat Torah. Okay, you're not yet anyway, you say after meal again. The question is, 1 week, you punk, I'll bring it in late, he davens bizmanay. So on that Friday night with bizmanay, he forgets to be machalvin before Shema, hinnini muchel lekayim, could be even with not yotze, because it, well, it's self-understood, I'm doing it for the mitzvah, because on previous week it wasn't a mitzvah. Okay, tantazach, yeah? Could be saving in the morning, yeah, if you regularly daven shachris after sofsman krishma. So bizach Shema, you might be machab, but it's not mitzvah krishma, it's just kerba Torah. And 1 week you daven bizmano and you forget to have in mind, it's not self in the sun. May you make a chilek that when you daven shachris after, and when you say shema late, you say shema before davening for the mitzvah. The mela, if you haven't said before davening, it's self in the one to be yotza. Mash enk in the evening, you can say afterwards, you haven't got a rayon what your kavan is. Okay. I call upon a mitzvah's kavana, and the majority of cases, it's self understood why you're doing it, you're doing a shem mitzvah. Mela, you don't repeat a mitzvah because of a kavana, unless you're doing it totally absent-mindedly, whatever. Oh. But this person who answers his friend, what is the sphere today, he's definitely not been Mechav Hashem Mitzvah. So why is he lost? Why is the Shai's been Yotza? That's a kasha. Right. So there are three possible terutz in. First terutz comes from the Chok Yankov, one of the Mepharshim. I don't understand it properly, so I'll say it first and that's the ones I think I do understand, right? He said, Loshen, this mitzvah is different because the mitzvah is just to count the number of days and you want to say the number there for Yotza. Don't understand why you can't say I'm saying it to answer a question. A mitzvah is counting, a mitzvah is upset, an action is possible. I'm shaking a lulav, not the Shem Mitzvah. Don't quite know why exactly either. Anyway, putting on a tefillin, not the Shem Mitzvah, a bit strange to do, no? Put a leather box on your arm with a path, not the Shem Mitzvah. Whatever, Lu Yitzia, the more example of Tekel Ashiya, blowing a shofar just to make the sounds. It's quite hard to find the Mitzvahs when you're doing a Mitzvah, not the Shem Mitzvah. The majority of cases you are the Shem Mitzvah. And the majority of cases you are the Shem Mitzvah. I can't put him, the Chok Yankov says, for some reason, when the Mitzvah was counting and you wanted to say the number to tell your friend what the number is, that's automatic Kavon. Anyway, Tolkien, why you can't say you're doing it just to answer a question. Anyway, the other two terutzim are as follows. One terut is simple terut. The Morgan of Rome says, mitzvahs deraisa need kavana. A mitzvah derabonon is more lenient, doesn't need kavana. And svir soimer, bizman azeh, when there's no carbon oimer, many paskim hold, svir soimer is derabonon. The male, Mr. Bonny's been yotze, yeah? Mr. Bonny yotze without kavana. One terut. Another terut is, he's not really yotze. Because Mr. Kavana, pshat azoi. When it comes to making a brocha the next time, when he has to be machmir, maybe the halach is that the man da'om and mitzvahs ain't yitzchak kavana. Vada mekadeni is not yotze. Why mitzvahs yitzchak kavana? Oh, but mishum chashash of brocha levatola, he has to, can't make a brocha later. Oh, the difference is as follows. If the explanation is, as mitzvahs to rabbanon don't need kavana, then pshat is really he's been yotze. It's a good zach to say it again, maybe with kavana, but really been yotze. If the pshat is, it's a chumra brach vatala, really hasn't been yotze. It's a chumra, he's mechuyev to count again, but it's a chumra, don't make a brach the next time in case you've been yotze. Tell to zach, yeah? That's really it. Right now, there's a cloud. Whenever a person's got a sophic, whether it was yotze, svis, or oimer, he can carry on the next night with a brocha. The moshel, he counted in the day. So counting the day, you do without a brocha. Not sure you make the mitzvah. Oh, but you carry on with a brocha. Why do you count with a brocha? Because anyway, there's a machlokes whether every day is a separate mitzvah or it's one complete mitzvah. So b'emes, many shitters hold, even if you miss a day, So what? Carry on. It's a new mitzvah. Why don't you make a bracha if you miss a day? Because with Chosha Sofit, there is an opinion which says it's all one long mitzvah, and you miss a day, you're missing in the shleimus of the mitzvah. So that's only if you definitely missed a day. But if you got a Sofit if you missed a day, you now got a double Sofit, Svek Sveka. First of all, let's say, maybe counting in the day is called a Svir Zoyma, and even if it's not, the opinion doesn't matter, Mr. That's when you make it work. That's a klal. So whenever there's a suffix with the yotzer, you can carry on with a bracha. Yeah? Similarly, if a person counted the day, he didn't say the weeks. He just said hayom shlosh asayom. He didn't say shehem. Is he yotzer? Machlokas. He's supposed to count again without a bracha. If he didn't, he can carry on with a bracha. Why? Same thing. Even if you missed out in this gifat, there's a tzad that he said the Svir Zoyma, and even if his Svir Zoyma is invalid, many shitters hold that you can carry on with a bracha. The double sofik bracha. So there's a cloud. Whenever the din is sofik yotze, and you count the similar. Whatever the din was when you counted, you should have counted again, believe bracha, but you didn't. Then you can carry on with the bracha. Why is the suffix with the yotza? So Shana now is azoi. This din that you answered your friend, is this called a suffix? Someone didn't count Svir Zoyma, missed the whole day. It comes the following night, I missed last night. Then he remembers, I didn't miss last night. Because before Mariv, I told my friend the Svir Zoyma. So Dor state, you do it without a bracha. Is mashma, and we've got a klal. Whatever the din is that you should repeat your svira without a bracha, if you didn't do that, you can carry on with a bracha. So can you use it lekula now? There's a trainer. If the pshat in halacha is mitzvahs drabon don't need kavana, meshay, it can be so mich was yotza. Mash engi pshat is beikadin mitzvahs kavana. It's only a chumra. This person who said to his friend, Hayom kach v'kach, me'ekadin is mechuyev to count again. It's just a mishum chshash brocha levatola. When he counts again, he shouldn't make a brocha. A bazon shayin is, shashtik lechidish, to use this svar now lekula to say, that the following night, I can carry with a brocha, relying on the fact, I didn't count Svir Zoyma, the whole night, hold on, but I happened to tell someone beforehand, I want to say, derech sipu dvar, yeah? I'm missing. And the Kavachan is mashmi kan, the Chiddush. You can even land that soft cross off. There's a tzad yo yoyt, so even though it's only a chum rach matala, yeah?
Often, when you tell someone what the day is, you have a man
knocked. Oh, they're zichon, it's all right, yeah, but simple eight, right? They're zichon, yeah. They're zichon, yeah, you can't really. They'll say, simple eight,
how
am I doing yoyt, yeah? Fun? Said what's yoyim, right? Yeah. If you say hayoyim, not hayoyim, yoyim, hayoyim. Not yoyim, just say the word yoyim twice.
Say one,
if you say it's thing is going to be yotz, not yotz, you can make a bracha. You have to do with hayoyim. There's a shayla, there's a story, but it's a true story or not. Maybe a true story, but it could be true. Bring out the point. Someone went to his friend on the first night of Svira, and he said, can you make me the bracha? See, I kicked him with sugar. First night of Svira, last year, I also missed that. Last year, you missed that. No, first night, I'm showing that Svira. First night of Svira. Lest you forget, and Shalibah, have the Eichesman yet. So he said as follows. He said, what was his shayla? Why was his shayla? He said, he was giving a shia between Mincha Mariv on Hilchus Svir Zoyma. And he read the Shulchan Aruch. Beleil Shein, Nachat Viz Aviz, Maschin Is Roima, Im Shachin, Tchelis Lailuch, Zolai, Om Mitzvah Lecha Lisboya, Vudlas, Zolid, Om, Vavach, Tchelis, Masiv, Yom, 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 Kaysa, Yom, Mishin, Oima, Yom, 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 Is Betoy Chashulchan Aruch, he's reading the Halacha, he said the Svira. Oh, it's a Kavachayim, bring the Shaira. It's Mamma's death limud. So he brings the Sfora to say, even if you say a Shash, a Yotze, if you answer a question, someone asks how you, that's only when you stand out. But here, you're Mechavan to learn a Shtikl Shulchan Aruch, you're Mechavan the mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Is the Kavonah from an Andra mitzvah overrides this because Zichron not a mitzvah. Sounds like it. The Raya for Dame, the Ran says in Rosh Hashanah, somebody who's misasik is busy teaching children how to blow shofar. Misasik, he's busy, and maybe he wants to practice. And while he's doing it, The right note comes out, he gets a tekiah shalom terua. So the more misasik lo yotza. So the ram, even if you hold normally, mitzvahs don't need kavana, here's worse. Why? Because he's mechaven l'shem to be mechanech the kinder. I'm blowing the show for now with that kavana. What's my kavana? To teach the children how to bow shofar. Meila, state in Mishnah, you're teaching children how to bow shofar. And as though misasek, just derech agav, absent minded, the sound came out, that is invalid the chadir. Same thing here. Mechaven him with the Torah. And then it brings a svara, the chayra, you can bring around nishtazai. I bring you a case where you macham for limud a Torah, and it still could be yotza. The Mishnah says in Brochus, always in Kavachan brings this, ha-chayra ba-Torah, v'giyaz man ha-mikra. He's learning Chumash, and he's saying the parsha of Shema while he's learning Chumash. So the Gemara, if he Mishnah, if he has to have kavon, if not kavon, he's got yotza. So the Gemara, Shema mino, mitzvah suchs kavona. That's why not Yotza, because I'm mitzvah ain't suchs kavona. Why did he need to mechaven? And for the Gemara, he wasn't saying the words properly. He was doing that, but he wasn't doing it. Zem from the Gemara, leman da'ama, mitzvahs don't need kavona. It's possible to be Yotza Krishma while you're learning Shema in the Chumash. Why is he saying Shema now? Whatever. He's doing Shnai Mikra, Pashas, whatever he's doing. He's learning Chumash now. He's mechaven the Shem. Limud Torah, and nevertheless, stating the Gemara, lemanda on mitzvah ain't yichz kavana, that will serve to be a mitzvah krishma, and you've been yotz already. Oh. So similar here, while he's learning, so he's been yotz. Oh. So he says, brings a yesh the chalik. The chalik could be as follows. Oh, the chalik could be as follows. Be'emus by svirs ha'oima is taki not yotz. That's why a person's mechavim to read the Shulchan Aruch. He's giving a shia to the Olam, and he's reading out the Shulchan Aruch, what the Mechaba says, the halacha is a Svirus Oimah, even though in the halacha it says, Yom Echad Oimah, it's quite clear, his kavana is, Limud HaTorah, he's learning the halacha, no shaykh to mitzvah Oimah. And even though a choshesh, when it comes to making a bracha, maybe even yotza, even the man of the mitzvahs don't need kavana, He's not Yotza. Aye, in the Gemara, in Brochas, by Krishma, because Krishma and Torah is not really such a stira. Because the Gemara says, a person can be Yotza, is mitzvah limato with Shema. So even though it's Chiddush, even though Ba'am is stating Gemara, after Zman Krishma, if someone names Shema 10 o'clock in the morning, in Davening, that Shema is Kekoira Batoira. So it's Klal Mashma, that before the Zman, it's Mitzvah Krishma. Abbasov, Krishma, the mitzvah is to say the parsha of the Torah. I know it's quite unusual, the Mordechai says, it's difficult to tell you, Yotze Limud HaTorah. The difficulty is, it's not really Torah, because the Gemara says, if somebody hasn't said Bichsa Torah yet, it can be Yotze Bichsa Torah with Ava Rabba. Ava, so before that bracha, that's on Torah. Says the Gemara, you have to learn straight away. When you learn, I'm learning, I'm saying Shema anyway. You have to learn besides that. Because the Shema, which you say after Avar Abba, that is Taka not, that is the Shem Krishma. Unless Taka, you're davening late, Taka different. You're davening late, after that Shema is Poshe Psukim. So you see, Klob, Shema Bismanoi is not Psukim, it's Mrs. Krishma, because it's not called Dimina Torah, he's doing a Shem Mitzvah. Oh, but in Kozer, there is a Gemara, if somebody's a very, very busy person, he's got no time to learn, is Yotza Kvias Itim La Torah by saying Shema. And actually the poskim say, you shouldn't tell this tamaratzim. You shouldn't publicize this halacha. Why? It might make people, never before, yeah? I'm giving everybody a comp. I'm saying it here, Barabim, so it's a compliment to the Olam. Everybody here is on the Madrega. Nobody will chas v'sholem have any leniencies or any weakness. Nobody here will have any weakness in their commitment to learning Torah if they know in the back of their mind, well, nishkefalich, I'm too busy to learn, I rely on saying Shema. Alright, so yeah, even my night canal, summer, when you get my summer, even the summer, even Lele Tamils, episode of Lam Banach, not just Krishma Mitta. Family guys, still from down our Mishnah, some people find it difficult, they're very tired, they're just about to stay up to say Shema, but Ikadin, what someone says, by Lele Tavish, the Ibra Laila El Lagirsa, the night is made for learning Torah, stating more, meaning a good proportion of the nighttime hours are meant to be used for Torah. Do Tzveita Chazal, the Ibra Laila El Shinta, night time is made for sleeping. So the Gemara, Achilik Lele Tamuz, and Lele Teves. Lele Teves in the winter, it's very very questionable. Can she now? Are for sure from 5 o'clock at night? I can't stand the halb nacht of Menenum. But it's many, many hours of the night. Ma saying in Lele Tammuz is be'ikka for sleeping. I'll be stating Gemara, im kol zeh, epa poskim, epa sam menenum, ba nach halochim, akam zeh, gim tzeh. But if you didn't, you've got Shema to rely. So we see Shema has got a shaykhus to Torah. So if Shema has got a shaykhus to Torah, the Gemara can suggest if someone is saying Shema with a kavana of learning Torah, that is not a contradiction to Makai Mitzvahs Krish. Mamela, if Mitzvahs ain't Tzichas Kavana, then Taka B'yotza. Ma Shein Kain, Svis Ha'oima, has got no connection to Limud Torah. Learning to, she's only not to say anything in the Torah. Shema is tzukim from the Torah. Svis Ha'oima is counting the Oima. Mele, if somebody's learning the Shulchan Aruch and he says the day of this is Negesh, Yom Echad, Shiva Yomim, Shmoina, Abbas, quite a few examples. And that see from the Machaba, there's four different days that she could be together, inshallah. First day, that's the first day, make it more, make it still more dramatic. First day, come on. First day, 7, 8, 14. All the days that the Machaba writes in Shulchan Aruch as examples of Sfiras Ha'Oima, if that happened, you could say, if he knows you wanted to learn Sfiras Ha'Oima, he wanted to learn the halachas, he wasn't Macham for Sfiras Ha'Oima, could be definitely Yotz, yeah. But the Kavachayim ends off, Taka. Safka Savji Machmir, and you should count again Bli Brocha. If you were learning the Halach and Shulchan Aruch, and you said the day of the Svira, Derech Limud, you should still be Machmir, and don't make a Brocha when you count again, yeah? And then he says also, Ukvaka Savnu, whenever you count again Bli Brocha, if you didn't, you can count with a Brocha. So that's a Gvadi Chiddush, he's saying a Kula, again a Kula. If someone didn't count Sviz Oima, all he did was he learned the Shulchan Aruch. Is that counted with the evidence of Sviz Ha'im? I says, yeah, it's Kiddush. Like it's a Kiddush, using it the Kula, yeah? I didn't count Sviz Ha'im yesterday, but the man said, I was learning Shulchan Aruch Sviz Ha'im, I said the Sviz in the Nibbah, using that as a Kula to carry on the next night with the Bracha, a bit of a Kiddush.
I asked the Minam to say Sviz Ha'im every morning.
Morning, yes. Yeah, I know.
It's
fine. It's fine, Mela.
And now that you said now that she was on Bracha,
why, well, in case you forgot, in case you forgot, night.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Shaina and Hogatova, okay. So that's the Shaila, Derek Limud. Yeah, and Santazach is that the on this halacha of Shulchan Aruch, where it says about Shulchan Aruch Mashmashas, there's a small few words in the Biagra. The Biagra says, Lamanda Oma Mitzvahs Ein Tzrichas Kavana. So the Bialacha learns about what the Gaon means to say is, that he doesn't accept any of these Tirutz, meaning the Vilna Gaon holds, there's no way how you can resolve this halacha that it should not be a contradiction to the halacha of mitzvah shichas kavana. That's the kasha. In Simon Samach, the Mechaba says, Yesh ayim mitzvah ein shichas kavana. Yesh ayim shichas kavana. V'chein halacha. So the Mechaba passed in his clear, the halacha is mitzvah shichas kavana. When you do a mitzvah, you have to have in mind to fulfill your obligation, otherwise your mitzvah is invalid. So the question is, how can we resolve that halacha, it should not contradict this halacha here that says if you answer your friend the sphere, you can't make a bracha. So it says various terutzim. Yeah, maybe it's in Rabbana, maybe because of a chumr bracha matala. But the Bialach says leman da ama mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana. And the Chofetz Chaim learns that what he means to say is that there's no way of being miyashiv it. The halacha, this halacha is negei lemaisa. The halacha, this sif, is not negei lemaisa. Because we pass, you've got pushed there, drais rabbonon. So this is takaraya, the Vilna Gaon held, even mitzvahs rabbonon need kavana. Otherwise, you could push it, yeah? Mishmutak says then, Simon Samach. Morgan Avraham says, mitzvahs rabbonon don't need kavana. So see, very, the Torah is very big, yeah? That's Simon Samach. So 400 simonim later, that was Simon Samach Hilchas Krishma. In Hilchas Sviz Ha'Oima, we got a raya from the Biagra that even mitzvahs rabbonon do need kavana. Because a mitzvah rabbonon don't need kavana, then what's the problem? This is Rabbanu, yeah? And he doesn't hold the tell, it's about Chumr Bach Vatola. So he wants to say, Taka, he doesn't hold any Tirutzim, so the Biagro held this Sifu, the Shnigel Alocha. Taka Stira Mechaba. Stira Mechaba. Mechaba Paschim Misich Sevana. And this Sifu is not written Alocha, yeah? When the Biagro, the word the Biagro, Lemanda Omer, Mitzvahs Ein Trich Sevana. So the Chavos Chan and Pshat Azoi. The Biagro is saying us, I don't know how to resolve this contradiction. In Simon Samuch, the man with Mechaba Paskins, Mitzvah's Kavana. This halacha is a different opinion. Memele is not Negel Maisa. You could learn different. You could learn Pshat. What Biagro means is, Leman Da'oma, Mitzvah's Ein Tzuch's Kavana, you'll be Yotza. So even though we don't Paskin like that, oh, when it comes to making a Brocha, you should take account of this man Dom. He doesn't say anything. Sounds like Chavos Chan. They thought it's Tira. He says no. It means the man. That means it's nisha locha. Meila. That's the Chavos Chaim. So maybe the whole locha is not get a maisa. Yeah. And then he says a chiddush Chavos Chaim. If this person a meishiv normally is makpid to say sfira by nacht. Rogel Tom Metzichov, that Mustav Ofen Zay don't want to be Yotza. Why? Because it's Ben Ashmoshes. Interesting. Mechaba says Ben Ashmoshes. Why Ben Ashmoshes? Because Me'ikah Din, you're allowed to count Svi Yisoyma Ben Ashmoshes. In the twilight period. Ah, it's not Nacht, not Vade Nacht. You can't say Shema then. The Torah says Mitzvahs Rabbonon suffered them on the Kula, and Me'ikah Din, you can count Svi before it's Vade. Mechaba, like I says, Hamadaktikim. Einam soif matzeisik achavim v'chein roi lasas. Medachim means people who are very particular. It's klar mashal mechaba the meikah din. You can count svira when it's not definitely nacht. It's sofik nacht. Ben hashmoshes. That's what mechaba says. Ben hashmoshes. If you answer the question, you're ready to shayim abi yotzer. Says the bialocha. If this person knows his minute, he always waits till nacht. He never relies on this inyan of saying counting Sfira Ben Hashmoshes. So when this person answers the question, Hayom Kach V'Kach, it's not a mitzvah, because his minig is to wait for Nacht. But Meila, it's like he's been I don't want to be Yotze before the Chetanik is man, yeah? So I've got a cash on this Bialach, the Morim Psochim. Morim Psochim says, a Shaila. If only got what happened, you meant to have a chatchila for karpas, you meant to find a vegetable, a different vegetable than the vegetable used for mora. Yeah? Potato, radish, abinishkin lettuce. Well, the mission's got a shayla. What happens? A person's only got mora, so he's using mora when it's time for karpas. So state, you've got no brains, you use mora as well. Tabu b'chazeres. You can use karpas with mora. Oh. So mora says omer shlokish. So it's a mess. Mitzvichs kavona. Kivin d'loy b'nichu with the mora d'achalei. B'bur p'adom d'achalei. M'nei was macham for mora. Oh, but if mitzvichs kavona, why are you doing him yoyz? Why are you doing it again? Mishnah, if you use potato for karpas, so second time use mora. But if you use mora for karpas, use lettuce for karpas, horseradish for karpas, you've been yoyz some mora. Why are you doing it again? Must be mitzvah shichs kavana. And the first time you made burp and you weren't macham for mora. Mash ein kain. If it's ein shichs kavana, why are you doing it twice? You've done it already. So the gemara mitzvah ein shichs kavana. Hakel to noikas. What's that about mitzvah yotze? There's a din to make the children ask questions. We dip in twice on Seder night. Understood that a chatchila. You're allowed to use karpas for mora. Mora for karpas, yeah? Yes, the mora says, the lotion is, so you said, the cash is, you should look for other rockets. If mitzvah angels kavana, you've been yotzi mora already. Oh, so Tois speaks out, even on a chatchila, ochle lifnei matzah. If you yotzi mora, but you're having a karpas, you haven't had matzah, what's the seder? First matzah, then mora. It's not the right man. It's not ma'akev. Shteik klon toisvus. If even though you're doing a mitzvah and the time which is not the lachatchila dika time, because not the time to have mora by karpas. Karpas is time for karpas, not for mora. Shteiting gemora, hatosin pshatin gemora, leman da'oma. Mitzvahs don't need kavana. You'll end up being yotze mora when you're having your karpas. And the Mor's not chayv. The Mor's not answering. Your Mor's different test. Well, do it again. Dip in more again, just to have the in of dipping in twice. Yeah. You've got to have the shtei pomim for the man, for the child to ask the question. Yeah. She see claw. Bamis is right. To have mora after matzah is a lechatchila diketin. That is the correct seder. First matzah and then mora. A mora before matzah is not the way Chazal said you should do it. Nevertheless, state in Tosfos, if your mitzvahs don't need kavana, you'll end up being yotz. That's good for the most kasha. Why are you letting him do it now? You're making problems. He'll be yotz tomorrow too early. Oh, that's more than right. More says the chatchila as mitzvah six kavana. If you don't need kavana, is yotz tomorrow in a time which is not very good. Oh, that's having mora before matzah. Is this Chavos Chaim speaks someone who wants to wait for nacht for suzayim? It's only a chumra. This person here is having mora before matzah, which is not the lechatchila dika time for having mora. Nevertheless, stating gemara, if mitzvahs don't need kavana, he'll be yotze mitzvahs mora. I don't want to be yotze. It's not the time to be yotze now. Why do you say it? Does that mean a non sahadi? It's an umdina. It's self understood. I don't want to be yotze. It seems that if the man don't need kavana, the mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, which is like a kuli, don't need kavana. It can sometimes work to your disadvantage. Mitzvahs ain't yuchas kavana can cause you to be yotza mitzvah in a time where you are not be yotza. Velchid was that moral matzah. Vulnach machan alas api api alocha. Now, for fun, Mr. Yotza. Is the choy, the cholshkein, a yid who's got a chumra, iron accounts for your benacht. Find a chumra. Or make a dim. Yotza. So why that's a kasha? Why do you yotza? But most cases, most people come on, you don't want to be yotza. Yeah? When you turn the asig upside down. I don't want to be yotza, I make the bracha. The moisture can fake the kasha. The chanish fake the kasha. Why do you tell this yid who's having more of a kav? I don't want to be yotza. It's a simple answer. Most got a whole problem. Why do you let a yid use lettuce for karpas? Because you're making a shtick of mixture. You're causing him to be yotza mora. Leman ga'omer mitzvahs ain't yichas kavana. You're making this yid be yotza mora in a time which is not a very good time to be yotza mora. Simple answer. Hareini mechavim. Shleilot says. Oh, now there is a rishon who says, one rishon is called the ro'ah. The shittas ro'ah is, leman ga'omer mitzvahs ain't yichas kavana. Even if you don't want to be yotze, you're still yotze. I feel the omer of the Torah. I can understand. You're not your balabas. You did it. You did it. Says the Chaznish, the Chayv, arrive from this Gemara. This shitter. Arrive from this Gemara. The lemanda omer mitzvahs don't need kavana. Even if you omer of the Torah, I don't want to be yotze. You're yotze against your will. So I'm asking the Gemara. Yeah. Says the Chaznish, you ain't lo havi raya. Pshat the bamis levada. If you don't want to be yotze, you're not yotze. What the Gemara means is, if you tell a yid you're allowed to take lettuce for karpas, you're making a shtukal michshel, because not everybody's got kavona to think I don't want to be yotze. Meila for the hamoyin down for klayis was up in the shachetzes. Similarly, shaken town, you pick up your lulav and eshrig. Why did you turn the eshrig upside down? Don't want to be yotze for the block. Simple eitzer. Take it the normal way. Have you don't want to be the will know. The world gedolei will know. Hold your lulav that normal way. Hareini. Machaven shleilot says, yeah. So the tat and hilchas lulav, this is not a dova which we can moisa to the hamoyim. For klali so for the general oilam, we can tell you turn your esrog upside down. It's a clause. Ach, you're not yotze. Mashen can tell you have in mind not to be yotze. Macht usim avais is nishkin. It's not a dova shavu nefesh. Yeah. So sim in this gemara here, things of kavona nishkin out of shteidah. Ach, don't get involved. Turn your esrog upside down. Safer way of doing it. Turn your esrog upside down. You're not yotze. Sim in this gemara here, in a chalam with an eitzer, have in mind. I don't want to be yotze. Or you start telling people, like a tchila, you can take lettuce for karpas, and have in mind not to be yotze. There's bound to people who get mixed up, they get it wrong, and they'll be yotze when we go meila. It's just can dovah shovel achon them meila. The eitze, that's most kasha. If ain't yichs kavana, it's not like a tchila to take more of a karpas. And it tells you what the chamis, not like a tchila. You've got no brayra, you do it, and then tach you dip in again just for hekret nuggets. That's all very good, benegeya to the shayr of the chazanish. Have in mind not to be yotza. Or but the bialocha say you don't have to have in mind. The bialocha's got a svara. If it's not the zman when you normally do the mitzvah, you don't have to have in mind I don't want to be yotza. It's like an inbuilt kavana. It's self understood. I don't want to be yotza the mitzvah now because now is not the right time. So why do we say here also I don't want to be yotza? Because it's 4 months here. So it's a cash. Kasha the Berachah. Well, Maisi Berachah himself says, so Ian, could be only this Svara, but Tziv, because anyway, he's got other Kasha about this, answering this. But anyway, it's a Sophic, so he uses this one. He says, the end of Tzor Ian. So I'm adding this in your Tzich's Kavana. It's interesting to know, if you don't have Kavana, you're not Yotza. And the Bialacha writes, some of Samach, if someone puts on a talis and hasn't got Kavana, not only has he lost the mitzvah, the much more bigger Shaila, he's wearing an abacanthus, grab mechanics, and a veirigol. Had the chiddush? Especially when all mitzvah, person forgets to have in mind when he shocks lulav shit. Missed the mitzvah, no kavana. In the majority of cases anyway, it's self-understood you're doing a shem mitzvah. You make a bracha, whatever. Can happen when you don't make a bracha. You put on a talis very quickly, what for? Chapa talis, what for? Samdikus. And aliyah. A pesach kibud. So you put the talis on. You don't make a bracha, why, whatever, if you're not mechavim, if you're tithe, and you forget to have man, so if you forget to have man, the shem bracha, not only is a shayla, you're not yotz on the mitzvah, if you're not yotz on the mitzvah, he says a chiddish, you're wearing a canvas meets a chiddish. You could say, soft girl, titzah, is that for titzah there? Oh. B'shem and the friend of the, you could say as far as I, and mitzvah sukkah. Oh, but soft, you're in the sukkah, if you sit in the sukkah, it's not veira, oh, mice, you're in the sukkah, you're not kavana, mitzvah as far. A mitzvah is a mitzvah, the ikke is to be in the sukkah, you're not making a mitzvah sukkah, I haven't eaten, garnish, neutral. Yeah? A mitzvah like sukkah where you don't have to eat, if you eat, go to the sukkah. So the mitzvah is chiddah, so if your sukkah is not a good sukkah, mitzvah bob aveira, avada, you're not mechanic mitzvah, I've got an aveira. So if you're in the sukkah, that's what the mitzvah says, that's why you need a special posuk, because a stolen sukkah is no good. Tois asakasha, why do you need a posuk that a stolen sukkah is no good? Tape, anyways, mitzvah bob aveira. Says the Minchas Chinuch, if it would be mitzvah bob aveira, that would be a problem with the kiyum mitzvah. No kiyum mitzvah. I'll be soft, I'm sticking the sukkah still. Mela, as our mitzvah like sukkah, which anyway is not a proper chiyuv. It's only if you eat in the sukkah. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. So a type of mitzvah which a mitzvah kiyumis, even though your kiyum mitzvah is invalidated, or with a chafta is still a kosher sukkah. Yeah? That's why in the special pasuk, sukkah gezula is a shtick, it's mamash chutzah sukkah, yeah? Completely, you're not seeing the sukkah at all. Similarly, you could say about tzitzis. If my tzitzis are posla gamri, I'm not wearing a talis. If I'm wearing a kosher talis, I'm wearing kosher tzitzis, I'm lacking the kavana. So I wasn't makayim mitzvah tzitzis. Is that called not having other canvas? Be'alochas is a chiddish. If you forget to be machavim, when you put the talis on, the shem mitzvah tzitzis, not only have you not been mekayim mitzvah tzitzis? You've got a chashas doing an aveira. You're wearing abakam without tzitzis on. Yeah. According to this, there's a bialocha says somewhere you mustn't do mitzvahs in a mokum which is like a toilet. Even now, but you must be so busy on doing mitzvahs in a toilet. Bathroom, you can't do mitzvahs. So you put your towel's cotton on in the bathroom. You're not mekayim a mitzvah. Is that an aveira now? You can't put it on there. You're not machavish. So I swear, I go and you say, you're not machavish now. What are you going to do now? Machavish means I'm not allowed to. And according to you, I'm not machavish. I'm doing an aveira now. Okay. So he says, that's what is. But etzem, if everything's there, it's muchan, it's a key in mitzvah, I'm not allowed to machavish. That's not called a bitl mitzvah. Similarly, here's Abakavon as well. If the mitzvah's apostle, if your tzitz is apostle, and understand you're wearing abakanthus without tzitz, which is an aveira, obviously better not to wear one at all. If you don't wear one at all, what are you doing? If you don't wear Abba Canvas, you've lost the mitzvah, yeah? Yehuda Fremid wears Abba Canvas, but in the mitzvah, you want to bring yourself to a chiyuv mitzvah. If you take your ties off, you've lost the mitzvah, no mitzvah aveira, yeah? Nothing gained, nothing lost, huh? Neutral. Imagine you wear apostle tzitzis, take it off, obviously. Don't go, yeah? Tzitz apostle, take it off. Because you used to wear an aveira, you're not mechiyuv anymore, yeah? So the chiddush of Bialach is, when you're lacking kavana, Bialochenberg said, lacking was like a psu in the whole chef of mitzvah is a bit like Mela. Actually, into Mechavim, the Shem mitzvah sits is Mela, but we can't get it. It's a sugar chiddish. Abakal panim, zicha every mitzvah into Mechavim, the Shem mitzvah. And majority of cases, you've always got the inbuilt kavan, you've got a brocha. Once you make a brocha, so you made declaration into Mela, is the Mela, the kavan, the Mela, but you have it always yotze, the brocha itself is called kavan. Next door.